With the Washington State legislative session well underway, the question is, what are they up to in Washington? Is anything going on in Olympia that is common sense, or is it more stuff that's just going to get all of us in trouble? A document caught my eye, which was Rational Steps to a Better Washington by Senator Linda Wilson from Washington's 17th Legislative District, which includes Washougal, Yakult, Skamania County, parts of Battleground, and a whole bunch of other places. So I want to have her on the show to discuss what these rational steps may be. Joining us now is Senator Linda Wilson. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you so much for asking.
Oh, always a pleasure. So tell me, walk me through what are these rational steps we should be doing?
Well, there are five that we have identified here, and I think do you want me to just kind of go list the topics and talk from there?
Yeah, sure. Let's see what each one is.
Okay, so right now we have home ownership and affordability of homes, right? So we all have the American dream of affording our own homes and getting into our own homes, and it's been coming more and more difficult for Washingtonians to do that. So I have, you know, information about that. Then we have to talk about the overdose problem that we have in our state. It's dramatically skyrocketing, and we need to be doing something about it, because a good portion of this is addressing fentanyl. So we have information on that. I'm going to keep going. So then we have the law enforcement officers, right? We need more of those to help curtail the historic rise in crime right now, because violent crime is at a 25-year high. So, and we rank dead last in the country for per capita for law enforcement officers. And then, of course, the longstanding problem that we've had for years and years is the homeless problem, we are outpacing every other state in the nation, and our numbers are getting higher and higher. And there's things that the governor is doing that I'm not quite sure are going to work. And then finally, we have K-12, right? We're concerned about the learning loss that the kids have, that they didn't get over the course of the pandemic because of the way the government handled the pandemic. So, those are things and issues that I think that we can work on bipartisan. They shouldn't be controversial. We should be able to find answers, good answers for these issues.
Now, I'm going to play devil's advocate for a minute here, and we're talking with Senator Linda Wilson from the Washington State Senate. So I'm going to play devil's advocate for a second here, because I look at the drug overdose epidemic, and I look at the homelessness and the crime all tied together. But the Democrats would have you believe that they're all separate issues. The Democrats would have you believe the solution is just to give everybody a house, and that ties into the home ownership and affordability. In fact, I think four of these things that you mentioned out of five are all tied together. The K-12 kind of factors in with the substance abuse and stuff. We'll come back to that. But you're looking at four items, and the Democrats believe that we should get everybody a house and that'll solve it. They don't actually want to do the treatment stuff. They don't want to arrest anybody. We had tons of police that left the state. Governor Jay Inslee won't relax any vax mandates. So we're not getting back any Washington State troopers. And you have cities like Seattle that followed his lead. So we're not going to get back any Seattle police officers. So we're not going to be able to recruit people that way on top of the recruiting problem we had before that. Then you're not going to have enough police officers to enforce all stuff against the cartels, especially when Jay Inslee says we're a sanctuary state and he wants everybody coming here from other places. And then when the government's buying all these houses, it creates less affordable housing for everybody else, because now, as opposed to me competing with you to buy a house, I have to compete with the government. So it seems like all these are tied together, and the Democrats aren't going to do anything about them.
Boy, you've just hit every nail on the head there.
Thank you.
That's exactly right. Yeah. I've been saying this. I've been talking about that old song that you know, the toe bone's connected to the ankle bone or whatever.
Sure.
It's exactly right. Everything from your foot to the top of your head, everything in between, they're all connected. And that's exactly right. So when you talk about the governor throwing the $4 billion over after homelessness and affordability, there's so many things that they're doing now that aren't helping the situation. So when you talk about the actual homelessness, right, we've got, like I said, we're outpacing the rest of the country. So there's a whole lot of people. And when they want to put them into these homes that they're going to create, there is no barrier, right? So the issues that they have, there's no requirement to get better and no help to get better, right? So we're putting them into a home, we're getting them off the street and into a home, but no way to get better to become productive members of society, which is what we want. We want this for everyone. So there's nothing that's making them do that.
Right.
And like you said, it's mental health and it's drug use.
Right.
Which is only getting worse, because if you talk about what happened with the Blake decision and, you know, the Supreme Court, and then we didn't fix it in the legislature. We tried. They tried. It didn't work, right? And it's now we have to address it again because it was a quick fix, which really wasn't a fix at all.
I spoke to one of your colleagues today on the Democrat side of the aisle, actually. Mm-hmm. And the Blake decision, it's a nickname that I gave it. I call it the Austin Powers decision. Because just like the movie Austin Powers, I swear, baby, it's not mine. That seems to be the ruling of the Blake decision, right? Just, oh, whatever you got on you, not yours, not a problem. But yet, you're mentioning it. The Democrats are mentioning it. They're both recognizing this is a problem. Has there been any sign that there's any Democrats who are willing to work with you to solve a bunch of these problems in a common sense fashion as opposed to a virtue signaling fashion?
Well, actually, yes, there's a couple of bills out there. Of course, there's Senator Patton's bill to fix the Blake decision, right? And that's his way of, you know, creating a felony again, actually going back to the way it was before the Supreme Court ruled the way they did.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's another bill out there that looks to be, we're moving in the right direction, because I don't think we're going to get the perfect fix, but certainly much better than what we have right now, right? There has to be some accountability for these people that are taking drugs or dealing drugs or whatever, right? So it looks to me like there is a bill out there that might move forward. Then there's other bills that, you know, we wouldn't be interested in signing on to. So again, yes, I think we can probably get there if we work together. It won't be a perfect situation or a perfect fix. But
gotcha.
In that particular sense, I think so. With the law enforcement officers, I don't know, because, you know, we have a, how do I say this? The chair that we have right now isn't interested in fixing some of these things, or her fixes are different than what we're all looking at that we think needs to happen. So, you know, we need to hire more law enforcement officers. We had a bill last year that would have added additional funding for locals that would be backfilled by the state for them to be able to hire more law enforcement officers. Again, like I said, we are dead last in the country for law enforcement officers per capita.
Mm-hmm.
And my county, Clark County, is the bottom of the bottom here in Washington State.
Gotcha. On the last few minutes we have with Washington State Senator Linda Wilson from the 17th Legislative District, representing Camas, Washougal, Yakult, Skamania counties, plus a whole bunch of other little pieces of other places. So I'm looking at this, and you mentioned the chair of that specific committee, and you mentioned the Democrats a little bit. Are they not realizing that all of this is fixing things they screwed up? Meaning a lot of this, it was ain't broken, don't fix it. And then in the wake of the George Floyd riots, in the response to COVID, the botched response to COVID, and all this, they created a whole bunch of these problems. We barely even touched on the K-12 stuff, but that's partially their fault at this point. And they've been funding this insanity for years with the grades only getting worse, the enrollment only going down before COVID. Is there any acknowledgement that, hey, maybe we need to go to a more moderated position because these extreme policies we've been trying to implement are not working?
I haven't seen it, and the election is over, and, you know, I think their point is that I feel like they're more emboldened now because most of them or all of them got reelected, and so they think that it's a mandate on what they've been doing. They forget that the other half of the state doesn't agree, and, you know, that's where we represent
gotcha.
The people.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't see them recognizing, or they don't want to recognize that they have been any part of it. I mean, look, governor's been at governor for, what, 10 years now?
Oh,
and
yes.
This homelessness crisis has gone skyrocketed over the last 10 years. And now all of a sudden we're going to, you know, it has to go to the people for a vote. But I can't see that the people have an appetite to vote to increase the debt beyond what the state should already be doing or can do. So they'd have to get it through them as well. And I don't know that right now with the inflation the way it is, and their pocketbooks being drained, that they're going to want to allow the state to do more.
Gotcha. Senator Linda Wilson from the 17th Legislative District, serving Camas, Washougal, Yakult, Skamania County, and a whole bunch of other places, including Battleground, Brush Prairie, Hawkinson, Vancouver, and rural Clark County. Holy cow, that's a lot of places. Thank you so much for joining us today. Really do appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks so much.